Hey, everybody, and welcome to the You Belong podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Argo, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today because I want you to know that you belong here. No matter what your past or what you've been through, God brought you here for a reason, and we believe that He has a plan and a purpose for your life. Now, let's jump straight into the message, and I pray that God both inspires and encourages you through this word today.
Because I know you've got things to do. I know you've got places to be, but the Word of God is so important. I don't want to neglect it. Amen. We gave you last Sunday off to be with your family on Christmas Day, but I think that there's no better place to start the new year than right here in God's house. Joshua chapter 4 verses 1 through 3 says this: when all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Now choose 12 men, one from each tribe. Tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan, carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight." Now I want you to skip down to verse 19. I want you to skip down to verse 19 where it says, "The people crossed the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month. Then they camped at Gilgal, just east of Jericho. It was there that at Gilgal that Joshua piled up the 12 stones taken from the Jordan River." Let's pray. Father God, I pray that my words be few, your words be powerful, and that you would make this text come alive to us in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Listen, I want to give you a little bit of a background. This was when Israel was in a time of change. They were in a time of transition, very appropriate for us to be talking about today. The people were in a time of change and transition. There was a new leader. Moses was gone. He had passed. He had handed the reins over. Amy talked about it Wednesday night during our discipleship and during our Bible study about how Moses gave his final address and told them how to proceed. And he handed the reins over to a guy by the name of Joshua. Joshua was a mighty man. He had studied under Moses for a long time. Everything was about to change for them. They had already been through some major changes. They were no longer slaves. Moses had led them out of Egypt. And they were no longer slaves to anyone. They were no longer under the rule of the people of Egypt, but they also didn't have the security of Egypt behind them anymore. They had no assurances of food, no assurances of water, no assurances of a way of life. And as we begin the new year, I see in front of us our own time of change and transition. I've been saying it for about 3 weeks now. The word that keeps coming to my mind every single time I pray, every single time I open the Word of God, every time I try to prepare a message, the word that jumps into my mind is the word of change. But today I want to talk about the way it was. The way it was. We all have memories from way back when, but we've made resolutions. We look back over this past year and we see the good things that happened. We see the bad things that happen. We see some things that need to change. Like some of us, listen, I can tell you this right now. I'm so glad that the holiday season is over with. Not because I don't like the holiday season, but because my clothes aren't fitting anymore, y'all. I need to stop eating. And at this time of the year, people make resolutions, whether it be to eat more healthy or to start working out. I'm sorry, I'm not going to make those. I enjoy my food and I don't like working out. But we make resolutions. We try to do this. We try to do that. And we make all these resolutions. As we begin the new year, we don't want to forget our past. We don't want to forget what came before us. We don't take a bulldozer and flatten everything that's done before. Today, I want us to walk away from this service knowing what to do with the past and what it can do for us. If you're with me, say, "I am." First thing that we got to do is we've got to honor our past. Everybody say, "Honor my past." Something that even God commanded his people in Joshua chapter 4, verse 1. When all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua. And then he gave him instructions to pick up these stones and put them in a place where they were going to camp that night. The Lord said. In other words, this was a command to Joshua: remember where you're coming from. Remember what happened behind you. Remember what I have done for you. Remember what all I'm doing now. He wanted his people to remember and honor what had happened and what was happening at that moment. God explains that it is so good that they give him honor for his deliverance and what he did that is in this significant river. This river was a transition point. I think it's appropriate we're talking about the Jordan River when we're going to do baptism in a little bit, because the word Jordan means two things, really. One, it meant death. They had to pass through this moment of death. The old had to die. The old had to go through the old in order to get to the new. But it also meant to go down into. The word Jordan also meant to go down into. We need to honor our God moments from our past. We honor everything else in the world. Why not honor and remember this point and this important moment in our life? We have a holiday for everything under the sun. And we remember this, we remember that, we have a holiday. We declare, listen, I'll do anything to get out of work, I understand. But we need to remember the moments that God had in our lives and honor what he has done. Recall them in our memory. I encourage you guys that are going to be baptized today, take a pen, take your Bible, and next to this scripture, write down the date. It's okay to write in your Bible, y'all. It's okay. Because sometimes God speaks to you through his word, and you got to put it down somewhere, and you want to remember that too. But write down the date of today when you were baptized to remember that moment. Put a marker to honor this moment in your life. If you understand me, say I do. Honor what God has brought you from and what he has delivered you out of, his faithfulness. Honor his faithfulness by remembering your past. Honor his deliverance. Honor his power. The people of God were transitioning from a time of hardship and lostness into a time of blessing and possession. The moment they crossed the Jordan River, they possessed the promise that God had given them. They were headed to possess it. Let me say it that way. But they were taking the steps to go towards it. We need to honor what God has done and what he has brought us through. Honor your past by reminding yourself what God can do and will do for his people. Brother Dorman, when this is over with, write down that date. See, some people, they write down what they call their death date that the doctor says. We speak a life date over you, brother. Write down the date. Write down what happened. Write down what God has been doing. God speaks to us during these moments, and he's probably been speaking to you a whole lot clearer now than he has been. Write down those things and honor the fact that he is seeing you through this situation. Israel honored their past by erecting this monument of these 12 stones and took them and stacked them up. They honored their past by erecting this monument and this altar. God commanded it so that they would remember his deliverance and his strength. He loves each one of us more than you could ever imagine. Some of us need to remember what he brought us from. I'm going to tell a quick story, and I'm going to be very careful not to use names or places. But there was a young girl who raised in church. Amazing, amazing young woman. Beautiful, gorgeous. Great personality, great person. And knew the word. Raised in church her entire life. Reached about 16, 17, 18 years old. Was doing ministry, all these things. And all of a sudden at 18, it's like a flip switched in her head. And then all of a sudden she started doing some crazy things. Walked away from God. Did some incredible things that really she shouldn't have been doing. Got involved in a lifestyle she never got involved, should have never gotten involved with. And then she started having traumatic experiences. And she started going through some anxiety issues. And all the world came crashing down on her to the point where she was ready to kill herself and end it all. And she finally came home and her family one day, when she came home, she said, I've got to change and I need help. So they found a facility that she was going to go to help her. She needed a facility. She needed some place to help her out. So they went to take her and they said, okay, you can come. And we know you wear a lot of hoodies and all this kind of, but the thing is, you've got to take, and you've got to take all the strings out of your hoodies, out of your shoes, out of all that, because she was on suicide watch. So they had to cut them loose. Her and her parents sat there in her bedroom cutting these strings the entire time, something running through them. Gosh, this kills me. It running through their minds going, oh, what are we doing? But then the little girl spoke up and she said, you know what, Mom, Dad, I've got to remember this day. So she asked them to get her. It was right around Christmas. It was this year, right around Christmas. She asked them to get her some clear Christmas ornaments. And she took those strings and she put them inside. Some of you need to remember the strings that you've been cut. Things that no longer hold you. Things that can't kill you anymore. Things that can't hurt you anymore. And she put them inside of this ornament. And her mother talked to me the other day and she said, where every year we're going to pull those ornaments out and we're going to hang them on our tree as a remembrance of that is the day that God delivered my baby. Some of you need to do something physical like that about a situation in your own life. Some of you need to walk away from the bitterness in your heart. Some of you need to write down whatever it is that hurts you and throw it into a fire just as a physical thing to remember and honor what God has brought you from. Honor your past. Honor your past. We need to remember His love, but we also need to teach from your past. Everybody say teach. We need to teach from our past. God gave them instructions to carry the stones and use them, but He gave them another instruction. In the New King James Version, I love this, in the NLT, the New Living Translation, it says this, carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight. But I love the New King James where it says, you shall carry them over with you and leave them. Everybody say leave them. And leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. God wanted them to honor their past, remember their past, and keep that in their minds and keep it where they can see it. But then He said, you can't stay there. Some of you have been living where your past is. You need to walk away from it. The two key words was leave them. We can't. Yes, it's great to remember. It's great to have a monument, but we can't live off of what God did yesterday. We've got to move forward. God wanted them to honor their past, but also told them they couldn't stay there. Don't let what used to be become a burden you carry into what... Let me say this again. I want to make sure I get it right. What used to be will always turn your future into what might have been if you're not careful. What used to be will always turn your future into what might have been if you carry it with you. Sometimes you got to walk away from it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I skipped ahead and I didn't even note it. Know it. We've got to teach from our past. I really, really just completely jumped ahead. But I'm going to finish this. Leave in your past. We've got to leave our past behind. JC, if you're lost, I'm not sure where you're at, but don't let what used to be become a burden that you carry. Philippians 3:13 says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting what is past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Honor your past and learn from it, but don't live there. And I'm going to go back to slide number 11, JC. Where it talks about teaching your past. God wanted future generations to experience and to know what He did for their forefathers. He wanted them to know And in Joshua 4:21, it says, "Then Joshua said to the Israelites, 'In the future, your children will ask, what do these stones mean? Then you can tell them, this is where the Israelites crossed the Jordan on dry ground.'" My question is this: what are we teaching our future generations? What are you teaching them through your past? When they ask you, "Dad, why have you got so much written in your Bible? What does this mean? Why do we have to give a check every single Sunday? That could be used to buy me a toy or buy me something or do this or do that." Why do we teach them using your past? Because you can look at him and say, "Why do we write a check?" Because when I didn't have anything, I still gave to God and he was faithful to me. And I know he will be when I'm faithful to him. Why do we pray for Dorman so much? Why do we pray for Brother David so much? Why do we lay hands on the sick? Because I've seen God do miraculous in my past. Come on. Teach from your past. We never forget it, but we use it. If you're with me, say, "I am." Use your past to teach others about what God can do. What you have experienced has value to others. Let the tests you endure become your testimony. Let the trials that you endure become your triumph in the eyes of others. And let the pain of your past become the warning for the next generation to heed. People respect you for your victories, but they connect with you through your weaknesses. They connect with you through your weaknesses. Honor your past. Learn from it. And teach from it. But don't live there. Honor your past. Teach from it. Then leave it. And move on to what God has for you in the future. If you understand me, say, "I do." Every head bowed, every eye closed. You may be in this room right now and your past is haunting you. What's been said to you, what's been done to you, what maybe things that you have done that you're not proud of, things that you've experienced that you feel are your fault. God is telling you right now, remember what I brought you from. That's back then. Today, use what is from the past to go forward. If you're in this room today and there may be something in your life, something that you need to go, "You know what? I need to walk away. Or I need to remember. Or I need to teach." Whatever it is. As we enter 2023, know that God has called you with purpose. He created you on purpose for a purpose. And you're not here by accident. If you're in this room today and maybe your relationship with God is not where it should be and you want to make that right today, you want to start a marker, put a marker in this date right here that says, "From this day forward, I'm changed and I will move forward." If that's you today, I ask you to raise your hand right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can put your hand down. Praise God. I want everybody to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, right now, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Forgive me of my sins in the past. Today, I am made new and I am made fresh. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Can we give God praise? Now, I know we've got a lot going on, and I hope that message really, really touched your heart today and that you walk away from here knowing that we've got to honor our past, teach from our past, and leave our past. Because if we're always looking in the rearview mirror, I talked with somebody about this a few weeks ago. If we're always looking in the rearview mirror, we're never going to pay attention to where we're going. And we're going to end up missing the turns that God wants us to make. It's appropriate that we begin 2023 by participating in the two holy ordinances of the church. communion and baptism. One is a reminder of the sacrifice. The other is a memorial marker that declares something new is happening. Right now, if Brother Winston, if you and those others that are helping him, I want to invite you forward as we get ready to hand out the elements. We practice what we call open communion here at Calvary Temple. If you profess to be a follower of Jesus Christ, no matter where you're from, no matter what your past, no matter what you're doing, you are welcome to participate in this with us because we are one family. And we don't ever exclude anybody from the family of God. Doesn't matter. But we invite you to participate today. I do ask that you hold all of the elements until everyone has received so that we could take it together in remembrance of him. Is there anyone that has not been served that needs to be served? The first ordinance that we will honor today is Holy Communion. And the first element that we're going to talk about is the bread. In 1 Corinthians 11, 23 and 24, it says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when they had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Now, the cup that you have has two different openings to it. The very top one is a clear layer that you can pull back. If you need some help, just let us know and we'll help you with that. But this bread represents the body of Christ that was broken for us. By his stripes we are healed. It's by his blood, or by his body, that we are made whole. He was broken so that we would not have to have that brokenness. Today, we remember this. We honor our past. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father God, we hold up this cracker, this small piece of bread, and we say, God, we ask you to remind us of what you did so that we could be made whole. Today, Lord, we remember the pain you went through. We remember the brokenness. We remember the whips. We remember the beatings. We remember the pain you endured so that by your stripes we could be healed. And today, Lord, we break the bread in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, let's take the bread together. The next element is the juice. And it says in 1 Corinthians 11, 25 and 26, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. In other words, you honor me. You honor the past. Let's pray. Father God, it's through your blood that we're forgiven. Your word says, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. But you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross so that we could remember that the price has been paid. We are no longer bound. We are no longer slaves to this world. But Lord, we are now free through the blood of Jesus. We're no longer bound by sin and death. But we are made whole in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said, let's take the juice together.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we pray that you were blessed by the ministry of this podcast. Now, if you have any questions or comments, you can contact me personally at Pastor Aaron Argo at iCloud.com. And make sure to hit the subscribe button so that you'll know when we put out a new podcast and you can join us again. And as always, please remember, you belong here.